Hey guys, welcome to the show, Get Creative. We've got John Pickel, also known in Germany as Bickel. I just learned this. And we're going to be talking about starting out. I want to hear about this seller. You just put up a testimonial on your Instagram. I want to hear about that deal.
Yeah, great deal. It was awesome. City of Detroit. Guy was lowballed a bunch. And one of our closers, Steven, spoke to him. It was a PPC lead. Mm. And he said he wanted between 120 to 140. Went over there and just bonded with him, sat with him for like a couple hours and went over a few things and looked at the house. He did a lot of prep work. He was a construction guy.
Okay.
So I knew there was value to that. And
did you buy it sub 2, seller finance, or cash?
It was a cash deal, and I ended up getting under contract for 130.
Okay.
And
why did these other guys that were before you not get the deal? The guy's already named his price.
Yeah.
Was it just rapport? What was it?
I think it was rapport. He definitely, and someone walked up actually before I even had the contract signed and said, I'm here for the, he said, I already sold it and stuff. And we didn't have it signed, but the guy said, is it you? And I'm like saying hi in the background.
And you hadn't signed it yet?
Nope.
Because typical visionary, you didn't bring any paperwork.
I usually always do bring paperwork.
But?
And I did bring paperwork actually.
Why didn't you get it signed?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I got it signed that day. Okay. It wasn't signed yet at that point when the person knocked on the door.
Oh, you were in the appointment.
Yes.
And somebody came and knocked on the door, and he was like, I already got it sold.
Yep.
Wow. Okay,
yep.
Dope.
Yep.
What was the guy's pain point? Why was he selling?
The work was probably just taking forever. Mm. He's doing a lot of it himself, and he wanted to get to the Philippines. He's got a wife there and a business there. And basically met him in the middle at the 130 and just sent one guy through. He liked it and actually wasn't supposed to break the golden rule of like, how much does he have it under contract for? Well, the guy had a $95,000 wholesale fee on the guy, same buyer before. So I think he was a little bit, just kind of went aggressively and broke the rule of you're supposed to be the contractor or like a partner type thing. And the guy said, I'm not, if you're the partner, he protected that part of it. And I still ended up wholesaling it to him for $142,500.
Okay. So you guys made $12,500 on that wholesale deal.
Yep.
Love it. And it came, for people that don't know what PPC is, what is PPC and why do you guys like it?
Pay-per-click. I love it. I started it in 2021, December. And that was the first time I actually, after about 3 to 4 months, besides buying on Hubzoo and getting leads from there, when I pretty much went full force into distressed sellers. Well, I started in 2019 when I did wholesaling, but it's a great way to get leads. It's expensive. You really got to be on point.
Why would I go after expensive leads?
Because they're exclusive and they need to sell their house fast. In most cases, there's something serious, a lot of pain. Just
the main reason that I always had PPC in our business is because they call me. Or they reach out to me.
Yes.
Is that what's happening to you?
100%. And I just instantly call them and get them on the phone. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you called right away.
And yeah. For people that are going out there going, hey, I want to build a wholesale business. You can go the cold call route, which is outreach and you're generating your own leads. Or you can spend more money and you can get people calling you.
For sure.
You guys obviously prefer that route, right?
100%. Because I cold called for 20 years. Even when I had telemarketers, loan officers, and the mortgage.
20 business. Years.
Yeah.
What were Overboard. You selling?
I was selling mortgages in 2003 all the way to 14, but then I got my real estate license in 2009. And
dang, and you were cold calling?
Yeah.
Agents, who were you calling?
In the mortgage business, I was cold calling trigger leads and stuff like that. And then real estate.
What's a trigger lead?
Trigger lead is when somebody inquires to, they get their credit pulled and you see they get it pulled, then you call them and win the deal over whoever the other loan officer is.
Love that. So on your website, somebody goes on there and says, hey, let me check my credit, see what I can get pre-qualified for. It's basically just a trap for you guys to get the lead. And then you call them up and you go, hey, yo, my name is John Pickel.
Yeah.
And I can help you get a mortgage.
Yeah. In that case, it's like a loan. It's a company, like a lead company.
Okay, cool.
That you just buy a bunch of trigger leads on as soon as every day they have new ones.
Oh, I bet those were great leads.
Yeah, definitely.
Super okay. So solid. You did that for 20 years, but you were like, well, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go PPC.
Yes.
I'm going to live my life.
For sure. And even though I'm still not fully living my life because I'm still a salesman, I'm
of course.
Still a closer.
Yeah.
And Justin's been pushing me away from it more and more and trusting in other closers. And even those two people that he mentioned are high school friends, those guys work for us now again and they're doing pretty well in sub two. And then
it's really hard. Like there's a phase in your business in the wholesale world that you go on appointments yourself and then one day you are the reason why your business is not growing. And that was a really hard thing for me, is I was going on every single appointment. Yep. One, I liked it, just like you, right? You enjoy being in the home?
Somewhat. You know, for the most part, you know, overall, I just felt like I needed to do it. And I felt
because you were looking for certainty. Like, I know if I go in that room, the likelihood of that deal closing is way higher than if I send Steven, who doesn't even have a driver's license.
Exactly. Yep.
He does have a driver's license, Justin? He lives in Columbia.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steven's virtual closer.
Yeah, he's an American, but he is a virtual closer.
Okay, so he's an expat. He's just traveling abroad type of thing. Yeah. Okay, got it. So Steven is a high school dude that's in Columbia?
No, he's actually an older dude. Yeah, he's 58, but he's in good shape. He gets up, gets good energy.
Wow.
And pretty solid.
Okay, so he is doing virtual closing. You're going on the appointments.
In most cases, he does it virtual. It was just that one happened to be local in Michigan.
Okay.
That the guy wasn't ready to sign that I went on. Yeah.
Okay, so are you also doing virtual closings for the same business?
For the wholesale business?
Yeah.
Personally, yeah. Yeah, I'm like talking to certain people and putting deals together, but I'm steering away more and more thanks to Justin on overall. Yeah, he's the main visionary and seer, I mean, like seeing the wholesale business. Like in 2019, when I did my first six figures wholesaling, I had a integrator, he'd get the leads, I'd go to the house and look at it and, you know, and usually try to get the contract signed in the house. And then 2021, before he was into it, that's when I got into PPC and Hubzu, and when I finally had enough flips going that were making money, I decided to, it's okay to finally stop cold calling and, you know, overall, because I felt like all my life that if I wasn't cold calling, I really wasn't trying for my family, unless I was doing something like coaching basketball and certain sacrifices that I had, you know, sports that I loved, and then kids and stuff like that.
Okay. So out of all the people I DM, you're the guy that sends me the longest DMs. Like, no exaggeration.
I'm working on it. Talk less, be more effective.
No, I want you to talk more. You're on a podcast right now. Okay. Tell me all the things that are in your mind or that you send me in the DMs. What are all the things you're trying to send me messages about?
Well, the number one thing is creating a major event in Michigan and doing some speaking with you, and let Justin speak as well, and mainly him speak, but just help a lot of other people make money, because there's so many people that are 18, 19, 20, and you're looking in the paper and you're looking around at Home Depot and you got to get a job, and there's just such a limited way for a lot of people to make money. And that's why real estate wholesaler launch is another dream we have. Hopefully we can partner with you on that.
You don't need to partner with me. You guys are sharp. I'm happy to help elevate it and get people to know it. Yesterday, I take my kids to McDonald's.
Hey, while you're listening to this episode, do you ever think, man, I'm sick of everybody else winning at the game of real estate using all these creative finance strategies that Pace has obviously taught them? They've obviously joined a community of people that are collaborating, helping each other, being go-givers, meeting up in person, going on appointments with each other, showing each other how their businesses work, and filling all the gaps of understanding in each other's brains. Well, if you are ready to make a change in your business and actually get the traction that you've been praying for, hoping for, thinking about, and making goals all around, the best way to do that is join a community of people helping people. Go to joinpacescommunity.com to get started.
And I'm in there, we're leaving. My kids love McDonald's for two reasons: vanilla ice cream cones and the little playground, right? So it's Corbin and Monday. And I'm hanging out and just watching my girls play. And it comes like 15, 16, and 17 year old kids. And I'm like, oh, cool. These kids are like cruising around the neighborhood like I did. They're stopping in at McDonald's. They got some spare change from their parents. They're going to buy some lunch, whatever. That is not what they wanted. They were like, how do we work here? We need to make money. And their only option in their mind is McDonald's. Meanwhile, you guys, you know, could launch them. You guys could help these kids go and actually start a wholesale business. You can be 20 years old and crush it, make $500,000 a year. How long have you and your son been working together? Like, when did he get started?
Actually, he was in the stock since he was 16 and some groups. And 2 months before he graduated high school in like April 2022, he got super heavy into watching your videos and Jerry Norton's. And he really just like...
Jerry's are better.
I just was listening to Seller Calls over and over.
And he just became obsessed. Yeah. And then when he graduated, he wanted to join Sub 2. And I'm like, I checked you out and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know it's the real deal, but hey, we got to pay for this together. And 4 months later, one of his first follow-ups, he closed I dispoed it. He kept following up with the seller. It made 10,000. So that's when we joined Sub 2.
Wow.
So he had to earn his way in as well.
Wow. Have you guys been doing deals with people inside the community?
A boatload. And then his first 50 or 60 deals, like probably 40 of them were Sub 2, and he was just fully on his own. And he still pretty much is the leader of this business, the wholesale business, because I'm still doing some flips, doing some listings, which I may, steer away from and just put that in escrow and go from there. But yeah.
You're doing listings as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? I am a Hall of Fame REMAX agent.
You are. You're okay. Got it. Makes sense. All right. Got it.
But I've only done that for, I became an agent in 2009. I really got
you're
my
license. You're a Hall of Famer REMAX agent?
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's pretty cool. It's not that big of a deal, actually, but I've been with REMAX for 7 years out of 15 years being licensed, and the majority of my deals, like at least half of them, were super creative in the sense of this pickle method that I wanted to tell you about.
Tell me about it. We're here right now.
I think it should literally be
in the system. Tell me about the pickle method, not in my DMs, but right here.
Yeah, right here. It's somebody that needs to get financed that can't get a mortgage.
All right. So seller finance on a wrap.
Be a lender like you, but you have to have the buyer in place. Otherwise, the lender doesn't want any part of it. So I have to bring the buyer that has the 20 to 30% down, and then I bring the investor who has the cash, just use 100,000 as a round number.
Okay. So turnkey, not a turnkey rental, but a turnkey seller finance deal.
Yes.
And so essentially what you do is you guys find the house.
Yep.
You go to the investor and you go, you're creating a note. You're not creating a note. You're selling the opportunity for a seller or to a guy like me to go, hey, I've got a deal. Yeah, this is commonly done. So you're talking about, I'm a wholesaler. I find a house that somebody's willing to sell on seller finance or just cash, anything.
It's mainly all cash. The cash investor buys it cash and sells it for 20 to 30,000 more every 100.
Okay, so, got it.
And then gives it a 9, 10, 11% rate and wraps it with a 6-year balloon. So it's long money.
Okay, so let's go through this. Through the start. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's great. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you guys go find a distressed seller. Does it have to be distressed? Or
doesn't
it
have
MLS?
To be a distressed seller, but the majority of the houses are better off being fixer-uppers because you want to protect the investor's money and have that buyer who's buying it come in and put some more money into the house.
Okay.
Because if it's retail, you can be not in a good position if they trash the house.
Okay, so you're not necessarily going to work on the MLS that often.
A lot of deals are on the MLS. Overall, when it comes
but
down.
We want some distressed stuff that's undervalued.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Okay, got 100%. It. So we're not looking at retail stuff. We're not looking at like shiny, perfect houses that are going to sell in the MLS. Super easy.
Yep.
We're looking for stuff that has problems, issues, challenges, et cetera, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. You see something for $200,000. You then go, this is a great deal. I'm going to buy this for $200,000. I'm going to sell it to a cash buyer for $215,000, he's going to buy it for $215,000, and then he's going to resell it on seller finance at $275,000 without doing any of the renovations.
Yep.
That person has to bring 20% down, and that buyer, your cash buyer, will seller finance to them and create a note on seller finance.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. Love that.
And it's long money, overall.
It is long money, especially if you're at 8, 9, 10% interest. It's a good rate. I like that. So, where do I find these deals? How do I get more pickles out of this jar?
You can have the whole world working for you, the real estate agents, wholesalers, anybody. Because when you know you have the cash investor, you can still lowball those retail ones that are not super fixed up. And as long as you have the cash, as long as the cash investors are there and they're open to longer term balloons.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, people would say, what the heck? This guy's charging a fortune. But all those people made a fortune.
Right.
Even with the markup.
Very, very easy way to find these buyers. There's buyers that are buying notes, right? They're deploying cash to make 6, 7, 8% on their money. There's websites that just have thousands and thousands of these investors that are like, yo, I'll buy a note. They're not buying a note. Essentially, they're buying a house with cash and then they're creating their own note the way that they want to create the note. Smart. And have you guys started doing this method yet?
Personally?
No.
Not yet. No.
Okay, easy. So
I've done it once.
Yeah, I love that. Do you want to call that the Pickle method or the pickle method?
Pickle method.
I love that, dude. I love it. Memorable. What's the next step?
For creating it within your community?
Yeah, doing it. What's the next step?
Yeah, I've done it like 50 times, but I mean, at least. But the next step to do it with your community is basically have the system, see which cash lenders that are not short-term, that are long-term, that still want to make 80, 90, 100% because they'll mark up and they're buying it cash and they're selling it for higher, but they're not in and out like a flipper. There's somebody that's just...
Yeah, they're the note buyers. There's hundreds of thousands of them in the country. There's websites where these guys are registered to just buy notes all day long. That's a simple one. We should tap into that. That's our next step.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Love it. Amazing. How can people get a hold of you?
John Pickle 1 on Instagram.
There was another John Pickle.
There was. It was crazy.
We must kill this man.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you kidding me? Sure. There can only be one John Pickle.
Yeah, exactly.
That's messed up.
There's only one official real one.
Let's find him. Guys, anybody that's in the community, let's go find this John Pickle guy and take this down.
Yeah, man.
Bro. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, I got to say super thank you to you. And one of our proudest things is recently a Sub 2 student who we met through Sub 2 who lives in Flint in like the major, major like, you know, hood.
Right.
Just got a check for $9,800.
Wow.
And the majority of the deals were all Sub 2.
Wow.
I'm calling direct to agent. And this guy's got a really introvert personality. Justin trained a guy named Jacob Karp. He trained him. His name's Malachi Powell.
Why aren't you guys doing a direct to agent Zoom inside of Sub 2?
We're ready. Justin's especially ready because he's really
messed. Justin, you want to do a direct agent Zoom inside of Sub 2? Okay. You're going to have to buy new socks, though. did you look at it? This is my partner, Cody, to a T. Everything is important to him except for material possessions, which is so interesting. You're very unique. You're going to crush it in life, dude. It's freaking awesome.
Thanks to you, man. Honestly, I can't thank you enough.
There was a student in Detroit. I feel like you guys split something like 50 grand each or something like that.
Yeah. 47.5 each.
47.5 each. Tell me that story real quick.
Well, she got it under contract. I mean, went to look at the house together and just previewed it. And we went over what we're going to offer on it. She's a really good negotiator. And she offered even less than what I was going to offer because I really, you know, sometimes go a little high. But overall, we looked at it. We happened to be at a Sub 2 meetup. She looked at her phone. She said, oh, my God, they accepted it. And then we like all got up dancing, having fun at a Sub 2 meetup. So totally divine. And we got it under contract. I just sent my same go-to buyer through that I just recently sold the Detroit property to. We happened to be on a three-way call, me, Justin, and her, Miss Grace. And the guy called us. And he's like, you know, I want it. We had it at $250. He said, can you do 240? And I just let her talk to him. And she said, what about 245? And basically...
$47,500 each.
Yep. She made almost six figures between that, a flip, and I taught her how to do some wholesaling on her own. She did one for $15,000. She makes about six figures at her W-2, so she made that in like less than a handful of deals.
Isn't this business amazing?
It's absolutely amazing.
Freaking unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bro, John, good having you on the show. Give it up for John, guys.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You're the greatest human on earth.
You're the greatest, dog. Yeah, man.